Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the skies over Tel Aviv are clear with a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem enjoys mild temperatures. In Haifa, it's a bit warmer, but overall a pleasant day across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that Iran has instructed Hezbollah and its allies to prepare for a wider conflict, potentially involving Israel. 8 people were killed in overnight U.S. strikes on Iran, and the IRGC has targeted U.S. aircraft and radar systems in Jordan and Qatar. Kuwait has reported a hit on its water plant. Also, Ynet is reporting that the U.S. attacked Iran as clashes in the Gulf continue for the 7th night. Iran claims it destroyed Bahrain's main AI hub and struck a ship in the Indian Ocean. Also this hour, according to the Jerusalem Post, the IDF has detained Israeli civilians who crossed into Syria, as well as others who attempted to breach the border. Separately, Walla reports that the IDF and Shin Bet announced the elimination of Anas Mahmoud Ahmed Hamdan, a Hamas company commander involved in holding Mengistu and in hostage release ceremonies. And finally, Axios reveals that the U.S. is sending dozens more refueling planes to Israel ahead of possible escalation with Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Ayal Yacobi posted just minutes ago that Iran has launched multiple strikes against Saudi Arabia. The real-time missile alert tracker, Ayal Red Alert, reported multiple explosions in Bandar Abbas early this morning, with locals noting at least 7 blasts. Following Iranian attacks on Bahrain and Saudi Arabia, the conflict monitoring account Send Defender highlighted that the Kuwaiti army is now dealing with another Iranian drone and missile attack. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran's call to Hezbollah and allies, as reported by the Times of Israel. This comes amidst escalating tensions in the region, with U.S. strikes killing 8 in Iran. The IRGC's targeting of U.S. assets in Jordan and Qatar underscores the widening scope of the conflict. For civilians in the region, this heightens fears of further instability. Turning to the U.S. attacks on Iran, Ynet outlines that the Gulf remains a flashpoint, with Iran alleging damage to Bahrain's AI capabilities and maritime security in the Indian Ocean at risk. This raises significant concerns for regional trade and security. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post details the IDF's recent actions along the Syrian border. The uptick in illegal crossings suggests growing desperation among civilians or potential tactical maneuvering. This is a stark reminder of the ongoing complexities in the area. In related news, Walla's report on the elimination of a key Hamas figure by the IDF is significant. It marks a targeted effort to dismantle command structures within hostile groups. This action is likely to impact negotiations or future engagements in the region. And finally, Axios's scoop on the U.S. preparing to send more refueling planes to Israel highlights strategic support amid rising tensions with Iran. This move signals a readiness for a potential escalation, affecting diplomatic dynamics with Iran and its allies. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that Olympic medalist Inbar Laniar is speaking out against the rising cost of living, targeting market concentration in the food sector. Her advocacy shines a light on ongoing economic challenges. Separately, CTEC reveals that former leaders of Sentinel One have secured $50 million for their stealth cyber startup, Neo Security. This investment underscores continued confidence in Israel's cybersecurity innovation. And finally, Globes reports that Tower Semiconductor is set for major expansion in Japan. This development is accompanied by ambitious financial targets for 2028, reflecting a strong outlook for the company. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.